I hope the game didn't start yet. As it's just trying to reconnect.
Oh, I see the second map started already.
MP, you're back?
Yep.
SD has joined the channel.
We have Pyro, you wanna shoutcast too? I don't know if you should get him here. So, because you're just leaving me and my game is crashing, so I have to fix all the stuff here. But fortunately, the game didn't start yet. Okay,
has joined the channel.
I'm back in the game, I can see everything. MP, you're back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and we have the third shoutcast right now, is this right? Right?
Yes, finally I've made it.
Okay, here's Pyro. We are three guys now shoutcasting, maybe, might be a little bit too much, but the moment MP left me again, I thought I should get him and said, that's okay. Better three than just one. Okay, so far. Do you have anything left to say on the last map? MP?
Hey, it was a great comeback of the aliens, of the Marines actually. I didn't expect that. From the experience I got, like from PCWs and stuff, I would really say that the aliens should have won this game easily, especially when the Marines were like on three weapons in C-12 and owning the honors and three fates there. This was like the turning point. This is like impossible to do in a decent PCW. This needs a lot of skill and upgrades. They got this skill and they luckily got also these upgrades. Peach did very good on this. He decided
yeah,
on going for weapon 3. But actually I think the aliens just lost this round because they underestimated the enemy at some point and they didn't take it serious anymore.
I think they took it quite serious, but I'm not
yeah, but
sure.
Look at the way how they lost their honors and the two fates. It was like not necessary.
This is right. I kind of will not understand what King Yo had in mind there, actually. So, and what about first round that map? Do you still remember that?
It was also a very nice round. The aliens won the round, although Takeover was supporting in the beginning. They killed both nodes, but Two Balls was just better there, I don't know.
Yes, had a good beginning and a pressure, and suddenly Two Balls turned it around, like in the second map. What it was, they didn't the same mistakes as Takeover did. They were just playing really good on aliens. They had the two hives up, and once they had the two hives up and the fate pressure up, they just did what they used to do, just raping Marines. Don't let them have jetpack, and boom.
Yeah, indeed.
So, Pyro, can you hear me now? Are you in here?
Yes, I finally made it.
Pyro should enable his ventrilo, like mute sound in ventrilo and enable sound in TeamSpeak.
You have to mute Pyro. MP.
I cannot hear him at all, that's a problem, eh?
You can hear him in TeamSpeak and can mute him in Ventrilo.
No, I cannot hear him in that. Now I should hear him, be able to hear him. He unmuted himself now.
Yeah, this is really complicated, I know. Yes. Okay.
Is this Pyro?
Anyway, and Pyro, here, listen. You watched that game too, of course. Do you have anything to say we missed in that match, maybe? I don't know. Oh, this is really unfortunate to hear. We have 10-second delay. I remember last finals, it was quite a more. It was sometimes 30 seconds or something in the beginning until it was finally, like, synchronized. I don't know. Is it okay to listen to the shoutcast, or is it so distracting, that delay? I don't know. Pyro. I was just... This is a good idea. Okay, I repeat the question, Pyro. If as you listen to the shoutcast, was the delay so distracted, too much distraction, actually, or was it still okay to hear? Okay, so people are gonna have the impression. So people just start thinking we're really slow on noticing what's going on. Yeah, I'm trying not to state the obvious that much, but that happens when you just don't know what to talk about in the beginning. You state pretty much obvious. Everyone can see what's going on. Everyone knows where to look. This is funny.
Yeah, but this makes the shoutcast actually interesting, doesn't it, Pyro?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear that Marine Star is actually in MS. I'm quite happy to know
that. The jokes are interesting, aren't they? Well, whatever. Let's concentrate
on this map. Yeah,
let's
have a look on the map. Do you can give me some tactical feedback here on how you should play this map, or what's crucial points in this map?
Well, you can do a lot of strategies on this map. You can actually fast cap, go for motion tracking, or you could go for fast phase gate in telemetrics or science lab. Actually.
My shoutcast is, do you hear me? Continue.
This phase gate in telemetrics is like awesome, especially if Jen is high.
The game is starting.
Yeah, the high is hanging
MP.
Aliens are.
Pyro, bro. Marines, the shoutcasts cannot hear you. I think the listeners cannot hear Pyro.
Now they can hear me. Yep.
Now they can.
The
okay.
Answer, yes, now they can.
Okay, what notes would you put? What notes would you drop down?
I would drop Hangar Junction and J-Turn, or J-Turn and Ops. This is actually, well, they are actually dropping Ops and Hangar Junction, as I said in the beginning. Hangar Junction is a really crap node, actually. If they push it good enough, and they don't even drop it now, the Gorge is falling back. If they push it good enough, they have no chance to defend this RT.
I was just... Yesterday night, watching the last game between Two Balls and Rambos, and they dropped Hangar that way. Both teams dropped Hangar. And yeah, they're doing it right now, at this moment. They really want Hangar out. Is it so easy to defend? I don't know.
No, it is easy to kill Marines, but it is very close to the Hive, so I mean, you have an advantage.
By the way,
of
take
way
boys Ramboing.
On the other hand.
Oh. As well as Ramboing.
Android
card.
Was Ramboing to Ops and died.
It's AA disease, I guess.
Okay, Marines are pushing to big room now with a shotgun. DK probably called the wrong hive or something. I don't know what the shotgun is actually doing in big room.
Yeah, this is kind of a fail, actually. And this letter is a death trap for Marines.
It is gonna get raped or better tanks.
Better
Data bank, fuck's sake.
They are going to ops almost. Now, and I think they won't be able to get it down. I think the luck will be, well, if they go for a luck, where's the luck actually? It's probably
is
state. No, they don't have a luck again. They go for playing fate again.
This is kind of interesting.
Well, if they don't get a luck, I think they will lose this RD. And Hangar Junction is actually
because
really
no life forms there, and not even close.
They
and
lost
you can
one
see
launch.
The small pressure for Hangar Junction RT.
Well,
from
those Marines
Banner.
Are really splitting up a lot, as I can see.
Yeah. Funny strength
Banner
of the silence.
It's also very interesting
like
that
now?
They changed Beefcake through. They changed him with Elvis,
X-Man.
Right?
X-Man, yeah. Aka Elvis. Takeovers are ramping really hard.
Oh, Android aimbotting there. But.
And meanwhile, Ops RT is down. Look, and the team are going for the MC.
Yes.
Yeah, but they can't
but
leave each other.
I think it is a really good
trying.
Idea, actually. Oh, this is...
Now it's too late. It's too late. Get out of
it
there.
It's too late, yeah.
Oh, yeah, two skulks there.
Skulks. This could be very... It's smart to push Hangar Junction now, because the skulks are trapped in the vent, actually.
There's still three skulks close to that now to defend that.
They grouped up at Hangar Junction, two skulks at least. Yeah, and they... Good job,
nice
AA.
One, AA. There wasn't that of a really
Android recap,
shotgun
the shotgun
there.
In Hangar Junction is owning the node. They recapped ops. This is like, I don't know, I think they didn't, Tane is already fading there, I think Marines won't be able to get this round, actually.
I think it was quite a mistake not going for Lurk, I personally think, because Marines are not that good in res capping, and forcing the commander to drop lots of res would pretty much destroy alien team, Marine pressure, I think. They're even pushing into the hive, what are they doing? Now they notice the fade is up, they can hear the fade popping out. So, they should really probably go for ops instead for the main hive. I don't know what Beefcake's idea was. Maybe pushing for some chambers or something, I don't know. Get the main hive node down. This is really risky. So, this is gonna be hard for them now. Two fades up. They still have a node.
I apologize for all shoutcasters to my fans. I wasn't speaking, I was on the phone. But now I'm all yours. Have I missed something?
Well,
I was just looking if that Lurk would gonna die to S4 shotgun. But those Marines really seem confused where to go. They were trying to push for ops, now they're going back to Marine Star. Oh, it's Fate and Marine start. Yeah, I think Shoka is gonna laugh at me, so I didn't see that. This is when you're paying attention somewhere else. Two Fates big room, this is not gonna happen. Yeah, you notice, and recycling. This looks really bad for Marines, I think. So what would you trying to do? Go for ops like crazy, or going back for nodes?
I would Rambo. You definitely Rambo.
Yeah, I would Rambo actually. No, we should. At this situation, it is very hard. But you need the phase gate, so you have no other choice than getting at a big room or at the atrium. But I would actually prefer big room. Beefcake is doing right. He doesn't have the rest to do something else, and he lost the arm slap.
AA down. Oh, arm slap down.
Yeah,
it's really sad they changed Beefcake to X-Man. In my opinion, X-Man is a way better commander than Beefcake.
Well, I think Beefcake has more experienced than X-Men actually, but
maybe experienced but not better.
Oh, this game is really in favor for two balls so easily.
Yeah, I think they didn't use the.
Did you see that?
The fake getting AA down. On it? Yeah, but I mean, I think Takeover didn't use the advantage in the beginning that the alien team doesn't have a lurk. They should be able to use it much more. If you compare it to the Takeover rounds, when Takeover is playing Alien and King Yo is sparring, they really don't have any chance. But if King Yo is dead and there are no spores at the RTs, they can get down everything. I think they didn't use their advantage at this point.
I think you're right. I completely agree with you. They didn't push that well in the beginning. They didn't push at all. They were moving like back and forth.
Yeah, they
didn't
were
know where
moving
to go.
From big room to fucking observatory. This is like, I don't know. I guess Beefcake caught the wrong hive. Can happen to everyone.
But not in
a Maybe this
finals.
Is why they're moving into the main hive. Maybe you realized really late, okay, there's no... Up, maybe we should take the situation for us, the advantage for us, and try to take down the main hive node or something. But in that moment, the fate was already up, it was too late.
I really don't know why they are pushing for ops now. It is well too late to push it. They don't have the rest to siege it, and they don't have... Well, they cannot go in because the hive is up already.
Is it?
That's right. They should rather go for rest control, at least holding 4 or 5 nodes.
Yeah, but
they
are not holding anything with the phase gate, they are just losing rest.
I guess Beefcake wants to lose some RTs, some weapons, and sell the PG.
This is looking pretty bad for Marines now.
Yeah, they should have teleported back to base and sell the PG, because it's useless.
On the other hand, I don't know why aliens didn't drop the third node yet.
Chambers, probably.
Well, I see AA, 40 res, he's
waiting
up.
If you know
threat,
AA very well, he don't drop anything. Never.
Yeah, but if you think back, maybe you should have done so. Just teamplay-wise.
He should have, but he won't.
So far, 4 nodes Marines, this is not enough. If you wanna take up like crazy to get that map control back, aliens have... Now they have the nodes up. They're dropping Atrium before they drop J-turn. Something really don't see often.
Nice
well, and Tain is down.
Tain is down, yeah. I saw that. That was pretty cool.
So no fate up right at the moment.
I don't understand why they're not... biting RTs. I mean, yeah, he is not doing it. They have two gorges. Leg's not doing it. Although they have only two RTs up.
Yeah, I thought they managed to kill, take down Jen. Now we got poor little S4 trying to get a note in cargo hold. I don't know what he's supposed to do. I think get a note. No, looking for Skull going back.
It's really fun to watch how S4 plays his Marine, his jump style. He don't walk straight like the old, I mean like the old NS players, he just jumps. Non-stoppable.
So now we have a pressure going up for Atrium nodes. Beefcake really wanted to take down at least one or two nodes. And he lost the shotgun and no Marine to pick it up. And there's a fake coming now. This is bad.
This is bad.
So this idea kind of failed. He lost two shotguns in Atrium.
Yeah, and Kinga doesn't aimbot as much as he used to. Something wrong with this Frenchie.
So, is he relocating that face gate, or is...
Lowdown!
I think, what is Beefcake doing in Gen right now at the second face gate? Is the first one down? Is it just relocating?
So it doesn't get support, maybe? It's a massacre there, two fates, camping the PG. Oh, not.
Wow, six nodes aliens so far. Three fates up. We saw a lot of turnarounds in the last map, but I think this was pretty much GG right here. There's not much.
Actually, I wasn't
anymore.
Expecting Takeover lose this.
So, if the game is over, y'all know, just three matches, three games, so two balls will go to the finals.
And in finals, they will meet either Germans, either Rambos.
Yeah, and the Germans are new style.
Yeah, new style German. Of course, if they are intending to play.
So, we just have one more round to see, but nothing would could change anything, so maybe it's just a little shotgun rush. Anything else coming? I don't expect a long and intense game, because the match is already won by two balls.
But still, I think Takeover can make the alien round, at least for fun. 3-1, not that bad.
Yeah, I don't think they want to lose like 4-0. You don't want to lose 4-0 if you think you're pretty much even in skills, and Takeover is really good. But I think the team play and also commanding, of course, got a little bit rusty. They didn't play a lot PCV, so didn't saw those many players a lot playing Gather, so anything else, getting something experience up playing again.
But I do see S4 playing public really, really much. Like
24/7. That's right. You see S4, he's playing really often, also in pubs and everything, but the rest of the team, especially
a few times,
not just
the
single players. You also need, of course, have like the team play. You want to keep the team play up, so if you want, you need to play some PCWs actually to keep that up.
Oh, is it a rage? S4 left.
I'm kind of sure. Yeah. Could be. Maybe someone else will jump
in.
Oh
no, he's back. He's back.
So I think I expect a fast match. Both teams know this is already over the match. They won't put really, really that much effort and energy into it. Although Takeover really might try to not lose.
I'm a bit disappointed
two-fourth.
In them. Actually, disappointed.
Yeah, we didn't really expect that come out actually. I thought
you do actually like this word, do you? Actually, yes, actually. You do like this word.
Okay, point it out on the shoutcast, please.
Oh snap. Okay, ignore what I said. Blind is...
No, it's okay, man. It's okay.
He's good. At least
okay,
it's better than MP Silent.
I'm sorry, again? Yeah, MP is...
It's better than MP being quiet.
Well, I'm thinking how this game will end now. I actually think...
they can go SCs and cloak the
place. Takeover will win this round, but it won't help them anything. They can quit this game right now. Unfortunately, I expected Takeover in the finals, but now I'm pretty sure that... Well,
but
you can see
if we, Team Rambos, make it to the finals, we almost never win the Takeover, but we won two balls a few times, so we might have a chance. So it's pretty
good
news
for
us. Yeah,
and the game in the season was a tie.
Well,
it was a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, we weren't playing against Peach's commander.
Peach.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind, game starting. Hive is Gen, Marinestad is Marinestad, and so on.
Okay, you're doing it too. It's good to know. Yeah.
They're getting... What art is... Ops and Jayton? No.
I would love to see some crazy failed. DC stuff or something like that.
Skulk failed. Fana failed, I guess. He didn't drop an arty. Or what? Where is the second arty?
I just see one node going up.
I understand what Fana trying to do. He went from Gen to Ops, then from Ops to Gen, and now again to J-turn.
Oh, Mets banned.
They got tamed.
Yeah, I really expected him to see dead, as there were two Skulks coming from different directions to him. But nice job.
By the way, we see AA Ramboing telemetrics.
What do you think LSF mind? They only dropped one node so far.
Yeah, Fana, I guess Fana should have dropped Big Room, but he thought he's dropping Ops, and when he went back to Big Room, he saw a Marine, and he gets a bit scary. And we have Lurk going up, King Yo, his 4 style.
Okay, so far it's pretty much standard MCs.
Oh, I guess they're boosting, and
yeah,
MCs
boosting
up.
Yeah, boosting and killing that.
Oh, that's really bad from Mickey.
That
he didn't build
close.
The MC, and he died. Not good. Not good at all. Tamed down by Parasite from King. S4. Yeah.
They're boosting in again. Against the Lurk. But the Lurk had to go. Was low on health. 50 HP. So no can do to sit in there.
And AA killed the only MC.
Well, aliens play again really sloppy, I think.
Yeah.
What is Doogie doing? Spawn camping.
Doogie? Spawn camping. Oh shit.
It's something he really likes. Spawn camp initiated. And spawn camp down.
By the way, all players who are watching us right now, look on a scoreboard. AA, bottom player, 0, 2.
Well, I think King Yo is going crazy, like, he stopped doing the rest harassment, he's going for kills now. That kind of sure.
I guess he understands it's over, and he's got celerity. That's pretty much weird for him.
Yeah, why not change? The match is lost anyway, so just have a little bit fun, maybe going for crazy. Wow.
Jerky got kicked. Yeah, and I saw admin hacking.
Whoa! Soloed that shotgun! Nah, not really soloed, it was a Skulk. But still, I usually don't expect King Yo running into a shotgun with his Lurk, especially if it's Doogie or something.
By the way, there's a strange thing about King Yo. He rambos the shotguns and kills them, but he dies to LMGs really often. Like, I've seen many plays soloing him, but I've seen him taking two shotguns in a row, even with adrenaline.
Yeah, this looks always good for a surprise.
And I see the Marines.
And now he got LMG dead, yeah. It wasn't the best way to go, just still a went. But I didn't expect, of course, two Marines there in Hangar Junction. Unfortunately,
Frankie
fades
again, and Frankie down to LMG.
Wow! Okay, both life forms pretty much
down.
Fast down. So we could say this is over here right now, isn't it?
It was over like 10 minutes ago.
No, I mean this round, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even care about Bikram. They don't even care about taking down a hive. They're just like going in the hive crazy and. Okay, aliens have still three nodes. And a second hive.
AA is still a bottom player. Just in case you didn't mention it.
Yeah, Beefcake is. His little gorge fortress there is really amazing. They're trying to get that MC down so hard. And there's a second spit kill there? Alright.
I guess they all can go gorge and sit in this vent. Because Marines no. definitely not going to kill the hive because they want the frags.
And yeah, that's right, they're not going to Rambo win this team, round somehow. They didn't kill frag. Nodes or something, they're just going for straight for the hive. Now aliens have four nodes on the second hive coming.
But look, full team with the shotgun.
I see, shoddy rush, yeah.
Shotgun rush, yeah. But if it fails, they might have a chance.
Yeah, if it fails, they could turn completely around.
And then look, oh look,
Kingo.
Nah, he's down.
How did you survive AA in the first
Frankie.
Glance?
Two marines left. Two gorges. One gorge. Zero gorges. Spam!
One shotgun left! It's Fraggy! Go, Fraggy!
Fraggy is doing something. And now it's Frankie versus Fraggy.
Wow!
We saw some amazing wall hop from Frankie, but FG shotgun stopped it. And a hive down.
Good game.
Yeah.
Okay guys, was it nice
4-0.
To shout out this? Unfortunately I could not record it. I had experienced a whole lot of problems here. The moment I pushed the record button, everything crashed like something. Unfortunately, so. But nice to hear you guys listen it. We're gonna, at least I'm gonna shoutcast the finals, of course. And I hope to see you back
you
in
won't,
there.
Because you're in Team Rambos and we're probably going to the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I have to play.
Scheiße.
I almost forgot. I probably have to play. Okay, guys. So far, I hope you enjoyed this. We're gonna cut the stream.
Thanks for letting me shoutcast at least a second map. You dicked. Still,
yeah.
Good game.
Thank you for helping out. Also, thank you, MP, for you shoutcasting. And I'm gonna do this again anytime, maybe in another game. Yeah, you cannot hear, but still, thank you. And okay, so far, I'm out.
Okay, see ya, everyone. I don't know what to do with the shortcast. Let it rip. See ya.